With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. The war is back on in Gaza after several days of a truce that has expired. Israel's military dropped leaflets ordering the evacuation of areas that make up about one quarter of the Gaza Strip, with hundreds of thousands of residents as they pound targets in the south. Meanwhile, Muslim community leaders on this side from several swing states are pledging to withdraw support for President Biden, citing his refusal to call for a ceasefire in the Gaza.
Democrats in Michigan have warned the White House that Mr. Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war could cost him enough support within the Arab American community to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Leaders from Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania gathered behind a lectern that read, quote, "Abandon Biden, ceasefire now." In Dearborn, Michigan, the city with the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the United States. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump is trying to turn the tables on President Biden, arguing the Democrat incumbent is the actual threat to democracy. Mr. Trump made the charge in a speech in Iowa on Saturday, telling the crowd it doesn't matter to him that Governor Reynolds has endorsed Governor DeSantis.
We hit him rather hard, and he went down. He went down like all the others. So he went down, and it was one of those things. But she said she's going to endorse him because he worked very hard. Now, how do you endorse somebody that's 40 or 50 points down? There's got to be something there. So I'm not. Now, I can only tell you this, and I have nothing. I mean, that was her choice to do this. But I believe in loyalty.
Speaking of DeSantis, three senior members of a super PAC backing the governor left the group just 6 weeks before those Iowa Republican caucuses. Vice President Harris overseas attending the climate summit in the United Arab Emirates. This is SRN News. A new poll is out that finds people of faith are happier.
This one comes from the United Kingdom, and it indicates that 76% of religious people say they are happy, and 73% describe their psychological well-being as good. Compare that to less than half of atheists who are happy, and just 52% who say their mental health is positive. The poll was released by the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life, which notes, ironically, that many other surveys show more and more Britons are quitting faith altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Hamas attack on Israel and the pro-Palestinian rallies that followed have rattled Jews living in Europe. In Germany, Jewish school students no longer wear their uniforms and field trips have been canceled. And in other countries, Jews are no longer calling taxis and are hesitating to order deliveries to their homes. And he says anti-Semitism has been on the rise in Europe before the October 7th attacks. This is SRN News. A gun factory in upstate New York with a history stretching back to the 19th century closing its doors.
Rem Arms, the current version of Remington Arms, will close its facility in the Mohawk Valley in early March. An official says the company, quote, did not arrive at this decision lightly. Remington is the nation's oldest gun maker. The factory site dates back to 1828, with many of the current buildings constructed early in the 20th century. Jason Walker reporting.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby hits all the talk shows on Sunday. Elsewhere, ABC's This Week has Ron Dermer, Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs. NBC's Meet the Press has Florida Governor DeSantis, while CBS's Face the Nation has former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Fox News Sunday welcomes General C.Q. Brown Jr., Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. More at SRNnews.com.